Those of you on the online campus, if you would get your elements ready at the end of our message this morning, we will be dining with the Lord. Amen? So we want you to get your elements together. I have a song that I like to sing. Will y'all allow me to sing a song? I checked with Brother Mark because I didn't know what key I was in. He said it was E flat. So if I'm flat, it's Brother Mark's fault. But here it is. Wait a minute. I need to see this, huh? Here it is. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get there, Mark, but do your best. You're professional. Follow me. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. I'm going to sing the second verse. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. I'll sing the third verse. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. Looking for that day, y'all. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Now the chorus, you'll help me sing it. It is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul. One more time from your heart. It is well. It is well.
It is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well with my soul. The Lord brought that song to my mind earlier in the week as I was seeking God and in prayerful meditation about, Lord, what should I say to your great people this morning? And the thought hit my mind, and the song the Lord brought to my mind, it is well. Because we are in a day and in a time where it seems like on a larger scale that humans are maybe not satisfied with maybe their life, their station in life, or it seems that there may be for some a drive, if you will, to have more, to get more. And I kind of wrestled with that thought, and the thought I'd like to share and speak on is contentment. And in my subject, I wrote it down, contentment, then I have a semicolon because there's a question I put. Are we there yet? Yeah, I know that was a movie. Are we there yet? But contentment. Are we there yet? Walk with me, if you will, to Luke, the 12th chapter. Thank you, musicians. Thank you so much. Luke, the 12th chapter, and verse number 15. I have the Amplified Classic Version of the Bible. I solicit always your prayer. This is Jesus speaking here in this particular verse, Luke 12 and 15. And he said to them, guard yourselves and keep free, from all covetousness, the immoderate desire for wealth, the greedy longing to have more. For a man's life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance or that which is over and above his needs. Lord have mercy. Jesus is teaching something here in this setting, and it caused me to think about myself, be quite honest with you. And you can think about yourself and apply the word to yourself. But Jesus was telling them, be on guard. Guard yourselves. So this is not a look at your neighbor type of situation, but guard yourself. And keep free from all covetousness. There's something in the humanness of us humans that, if truth be told, and we are really transparent, we put our inspection glasses on sometimes and check out, oh, how did so-and-so get that? Oh, my. And if we're not careful, there's a feeling that will spring up. What did they do to get that? I didn't know they were rolling like that. Did he get a second job or something? Did somebody die and leave them? Okay. But anywho, in the humanness of our humanness, we have to guard ourselves. Because here Jesus is saying a man's life, in the latter part of verse 15, does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance or that which is over and above his knees. Oh, Lord. Oh, I might not get to another scripture. Oh, Lord. Huh? I got some written down here, but just unpacking this. Huh? I want to see your faces today. Do you really need all that you have? Oh, no. I ain't coming back here next Sunday. No, don't worry. I won't be preaching next Sunday. She will. It's a good timing for me to take a Sunday off, huh? But really, let's think about this. Do we really need what we have? Can I shine the spotlight on me? Oh, okay. All right. Don't worry. It's going to turn around in a minute. I'm thinking in my mind about my closet. Start there. My closet. I don't want to know your address, but I'm thinking about my closet. Now, as I was coming up, someone mentioned to me, I don't know if it was directly to me or I overheard in the conversation, they said that black goes with anything. Yeah, has anybody ever heard that? Okay, so in my closet, let's start at the shoes. I got black. I got blue. I got brown. I got gray. I got burgundy. I got purple. And that's just shoes. And got green, thank you. Huh? Let me move over to the green. I got green. Huh? That's just in my closet. That's just dress shoes. Move to the other side of the closet. I got golf shoes. I got black golf shoes. I got white golf shoes. In fact, I got two pair of white golf shoes. I got gray golf shoes. But y'all said that y'all heard that black goes with anything. I'm talking about me. I'm not in your closet yet. But I'm talking about me. Contentment. Are we there yet? Me. With all these different pair of golf shoes that I have, I'm not playing any better, am I, Doc? He's with me every week. He sometimes when I hit a golf shot, he's like, come on. But there's something in our minds that make us think, no, I gotta get these. I got Nike golf shoes. I got Skechers golf shoes because they said they were so comfortable you can wear them all day. Let me read the bottom of that verse again. For a man's life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance. I can only wear one pair of shoes at a time, and ain't none of them wore out. Because I don't wear them often enough to wear them out, because I'll be switching it up. Or that which is over and above his needs. I'm back to the dress shoe side now. I don't need all that. How many times have I saw somebody that could use some shoes? I'm still in my closet. Don't worry. I'm coming to yours in a little while. That's just the shoes. I have two closets full of clothes. What? Two closets full of clothes. This suit, that suit, this suit, that suit. Some I got this coat, that coat, this coat, that coat. How many coats am I going to wear? And a few of them are the same color, black, because black goes with everything. See, y'all are happy and laughing when I got the spotlight on me. Shall I turn the spotlight around now? Somebody said, no, not yet. No, no, don't do that. Not yet. Okay. What do we really need? That's the, wait, what do I really need? Okay, that was the religious answer. But what material do I really need? Do I really need, what, how many colors did I name? About 7 or 8? I don't really need that. Some of you all have a closet just for shoes. I done turned it around now. Oh, yeah, listen, I'm getting it off me. Go into my shoe closet. You got a shoe closet? Contentment. Are we there yet? And somebody's shoe closet could be bigger than somebody's bedroom. Well, you know, I paid for these. And you know, I got to wear it with this. But black goes with, everybody didn't say that. Well, you know, I got to be coordinated. All right, with your coordinating self. You look good. I ain't mad at you. But contentment. Are we there yet? Let me add another scripture. And I might hit Luke again, but Paul was speaking in Philippians. But before we go there, do we believe what we read in Luke, though? Wait a minute. Do we really believe it? Thank you. This is the place for brutal honesty. We like how it sounds on the paper, but you ain't coming in my closet throwing away nothing. Matter of fact, if I see you pull up in that white Hyundai Santa Fe in front of my house with some boxes, I'm calling the police. I don't care if you're a pastor or what, you stay out of my closet. We really have to wrestle with the fact that our life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing. Oh, Lord, help me here. Shall I move to the vehicles? You better not. Oh, Lord. I'm going there. Well, you know, there's a certain amount of value I have, and, you know, I have to make sure I've invested, you know, in purchasing these vehicles, and I know there's a certain depreciation in vehicles, but I just like the comfort, and it makes me feel good to be able to pick, you know, if I'm going to the beach, then I want my convertible. If I'm going on a family trip, then I just want to be able to, you know, get the bigger vehicle. But yeah, you're taking up. Let me look at the clock. You're taking up the driveway and the street. You got the garage full. Can't nobody walk in there? Wait, you come this way. Don't brush up again, because that's my baby there. So you got the nerve to sometime name them vehicles. Contentment. Are we there yet? this was the right message for today. I thought we were going to have communion. Yeah, we're going to have communion in a little bit, but we got to find out how to get to contentment. Are we there yet? What is it that we really need? Okay. Good religious answer for a setting like this. But materialistically, what is it that we really need? Do we have enough to be able to share with somebody that might not have enough? Well, I do sometimes, but I ain't giving them that. Do you know how long it took me to get that? And they ain't gonna take care of it like I'll take care of it. Because I put a cover over it. I don't even want dust getting on it. But it's sitting there, shiny and unused. Oh, Lord. Y'all gonna invite me back in a couple of weeks? Say, you might come back, but I ain't coming. Okay, that's all right. Philippians 4, Paul said in verse 11, Amplified Classic, not that I am implying that I was in any personal want, for I have learned how to be content, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I am. Paul learned a valuable lesson. Contentment. Are we there yet? Nobody wants to answer now. Watch what he said here in verse 12. I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances. And I know also how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. He continues. I have learned in any and all circumstances, watch this, the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having a sufficiency and enough to spare, or going without and being in want. He said, I learned to be content. So it does not matter the size of my bank account. It does not matter if I'm eating filet mignon or top ramen. It don't matter. I've learned how to be content. He says in verse 13, we like to quote this verse, but let's bring it into context with what he's saying. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. So what Paul is saying, it does not matter what my material possessions are. I know how to be content. What would you do if all your material things that we are holding on to were taken away? Would you lose it? Would you stop trusting God? Would you say, that's it? I'm through. I've been doing this and doing that, and now this is what happens to me? Contentment. Are we there yet? Can I be brutally honest? Some of us are not there. Did you hear me say us? Because I'm including me, because I shine the light on me first. Paul, speaking to his son Timothy, said in 1 Timothy 6, beginning at verse 6, and it is indeed a source of immense profit. Watch this here, next sentence. For godliness accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency is great and abundant gain. One version says godliness with contentment is great gain. Do we really believe that though? And there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. Do we really believe this word? That godliness with contentment, with whatever state I find myself in, that's great gain. Well, I want to believe it, but there's something. I get nervous when the account gets to a certain level. But it's the same God who has allowed you to have the account, to build the account, to manage the account. But there's something about things not being in my control that I struggle with. Anybody else struggle? Anybody else have control issues? Okay, I'm in the right place. Oh my goodness. Look at verse 7, 1 Timothy 6. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. We believe that? Okay, but verse number 8 is the wrestling match for some. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content, satisfied. I'm turning the spotlight. Are we content with having food and clothing? Come on, I heard an honest answer in that area. Somebody said, no, we're not content. So Lord, help us to get to where, let's go on a field trip. Where are we going? To contentment. Yeah, let's go on a field trip. Let's journey to contentment. The reason I'm gonna turn a corner in this teaching, the reason I believe the Lord put this thought in my mind is sometime because we don't have contentment, it springs and brings about resentment. Lord, help us here today. Huh? And if we don't have contentment, and it breeds a certain level of resentment, then we are not doing what I believe God wants us to do. He wants us, his children, his body, to bear fruit. But we're not bearing fruit because we're not content with what we have. We want more. So we spend the energy that God allots to us on getting more, having more. But then the kingdom, or the advancement of the kingdom, goes lacking because we want more. We want more of things, but we don't want more of God. We want more things, but we don't want more of God. And therein lies a struggle and a challenge. Paul said in Colossians, if then you have been risen with Christ to a new life, the sharing in his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Watch now. And set your minds, verse 2, Colossians 3, and set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, and not on the things that are on the earth. We've read the scripture, we've heard it read and taught and preached that our Heavenly Father knows what we have need of before we ask Him. But do we really believe that, though? Do we really believe that? David said, I was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, that sounds good in the traditional sense. That sounds good in a religious sense. But do we really believe that? Do we really believe that God is actually going to take care of us? Are we content? Or are we burning the candle at both ends? Well, you know, I got a family. Yeah, God knows that. He knows that. He knows that. But a scripture tapped me on the shoulder. Anybody ever get tapped on the shoulder by a scripture? If not, I'm going to throw one at you. don't brush it off either. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And some of those things. Oh, y'all read that scripture. It tapped you too, huh? Huh? And all these things shall be what? Oh, we like the adding. Oh, we like that. Huh? But we got to go on that field trip. So where are we going? A few of y'all didn't sign the permission slip. Y'all ain't going. He said, no, I don't want to go there. I'm going to stay home. You know, sometimes on field trips and sometimes kids say, well, where we going? Oh, I done been there. I don't want to go. So can I stay home? Everybody needs to go on this field trip. Contentment. Are we there yet? The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence accomplishes within is love, joy, gladness, it unpacks peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such things there is no law that can bring a charge. And unless we get to the place of contentment, we're not producing this. Or we're not allowing it to be produced in us. Because if we have the Holy Ghost, it's in there. But our lack or our squelching of contentment hinders us from really operating and bearing fruit. Jesus said in one place, you will bear fruit, so shall you be my disciples. But maybe we're not bearing the fruit that God wants us to bear by the aid of the Holy Ghost because we haven't reached contentment yet. That's enough. That's enough to think about. That's enough to think about. We don't need no hooping and hollering. It ain't that type of a deal. But Lord, help us. Help us to really be content. Because I believe if we are content, we will become radical for Jesus. If we really, with whatever state that we're in, I mean, really deal with that? No stopping us. We'll be on a forceful advance. But we're holding back. Some of us like to play it close to the vest. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen. Can you trust God enough to say, Lord, I'm being honest. I'm not content. You know, there were some things that were brought out, even looking at this, that I need to go to work on. Anybody else need to work? I need to work on. There's some things that I'm gonna have to do away with. Ooh, there's some things that I really don't need. If there's dust on those shoes, that's because you haven't worn them in so long. I know you keep a clean house, but dust is dust. And if there's the shoes that's way down there where you don't really like to go in the closet and reach, those, you need to take those shoes, and you see those yellow bins or those blue bins that says clothing and shoes, we need to visit some of those because somebody can use them. You know how much I pay for them shoes? Don't be a hoarder. Oh, Lord, help me, help me. Don't be a hoarder. You ain't wearing them. When the last time you had them on? It was back in 19. We in 2000-something. This is the introspective look at ourselves. Me first, because I'm guilty. I can say that. I keep telling y'all, pray for me. You think I'll be playing? No. We got to deal with this because I believe that God has some great things for us to do at this assembly. I really believe that. But sometimes we got to get out of our own way and out of God's way. They used to tell us to wear this world as a loose-fitting garment, but some of us is holding tight. We're holding tight. But God help us. All right. I'm going to pray for me and anybody else that needs prayer. So you can stand if you need prayer. If you see yourself not having reached to that field trip yet,